Welcome to the Prophet University audio series. Here are your hosts, Bill Kennard and Tom Grandy.
Welcome to the Prophet University audio series. I'm Bill Kennard, along with our company's founder, Tom Grandy. This month's program is titled, Why Your Business Needs Training and Where to Find It. Tom, there are three things that continue to amaze me. First is the overwhelming need for training at all levels within small businesses. Second, the huge amount of training that's actually available today, both in person and through all kinds of online media. But the thing that boggles my mind the most is how few companies take advantage of what's available out there.
Well, you're absolutely right, Bill. I mean, our company, Grandy & Associates, provides all kinds of training. But I see the same phenomena occurring over and over and over again. Most classes, be they in person or online, are attended by individuals who already are doing a great job. They simply want to get better at what they're doing. It seems like the ones who really need it don't take the time or seek out the information and then utilize it.
Well, Tom, I totally agree. In this program, we're going to assume that the people who don't attend training don't because they either A, don't understand the need for it, or B, they don't know where to find it. Well, guess what? That's the subject of this month's presentation. This month's presenter is Dayla Adams. Dayla has spent her entire life in some aspect of training. She has worked for companies like Carrier and LG Electronics and has successfully delivered training on a variety of topics across the U.S. and Canada. She holds a bachelor's in human resource development, an MBA, and a graduate certificate in e-learning. She has had the opportunity to successfully develop and launch multiple e-learning websites. Dayla also works with small contractors in their offices to help them understand and improve the efficiency using software programs specifically designed for the small service businesses. And now, with Why Your Business Needs Training and Where to Find It, here's Dayla Adams with this month's Prophet University audio series presentation.
When you think about training, what do you usually think about? Truthfully, you probably don't think about training, but if training does cross your mind, it might go something like this. If you're a one-man shop, you probably think you don't have time for training or you don't need training. If you're a small to medium shop, you have a tech or two and someone to answer the phone and handle scheduling calls and billing for you. You probably don't think much about training for either yourself or your employees. If you're a medium to large organization, you mostly think about training when you hire a new tech or someone in the office. Then you think about putting them with someone else in your organization and letting them learn from existing employees. As for yourself, when was the last time you thought about upgrading your sales skills, your management skills, or even your business skills? You're doing okay, aren't you? Are you sure? Are you making as much money as you hoped you would? Are your employees as happy as you'd like for them to be? Okay, so now we've established that training really isn't in the forefront of your mind. But let me ask you a couple more questions. Do your employees ever experience frustration trying to get everyday tasks accomplished? Do you just figure, given enough time, they'll eventually work out how that new gadget, app, software program, or smart device works? Are you experiencing callbacks on repairs? Are you losing more and more job bids to the competition? Have you hired more employees just to keep up with the workload, but your profits don't seem to be increasing? Or do you have employees leaving you to go to work somewhere else, and it's not about the pay? Do your customers complain the techs are taking too long to fix things, don't show up on time, can't answer questions, or worse yet, they don't seem to care? Even if they aren't complaining, are your customers just not calling you anymore? If all those other questions I ask you before I talked about the customer questions don't seem to be a good enough reason to get everyone into training, those last questions about your customers really should get you thinking. Answering yes to these questions are usually symptoms that additional training may be necessary. Caring for your customers should be number one on your list. They deserve the best you can give them, starting with the person who answers the phone, all the way through to the person who shows up at their door. In order to take care of your customers, you have to take care of you and your employees first. Let's look at a few statistics regarding your employees from the website shifteLearning.com. Did you know 35% of millennials consider comprehensive training and development to be the top benefit they would want from a company? This is where your future and some current employees are coming from, the millennials. 12% of employees are likely to leave a company. 12% of employees are likely to leave a company they feel they cannot grow and develop with. Can you afford a constant turnover rate of more than 10%? Can you really afford a turnover rate from dissatisfied employees of any amount if you can fix the issue? 70% of companies say employee turnover has a negative financial impact. You bet it does. 24% of companies who invest $1,500 in training see an average of 24% profit growth than those companies who do not invest. Wouldn't you like to see your profits grow that much? Let's look at one more thing. What if you train all of your employees and they leave? What if you don't train them and they stay? Personally, I believe the worst thing that can happen is having employees who are staying aren't up to the challenge of delivering quality work and excellent customer service. If they stay with you, they have the potential to damage your reputation and your business every time they interact with a customer. We've all seen and heard examples of what's happening in the airline industry lately. When a flight attendant yells at a customer, "Just hit me, stay out of this," how long is it going to take for the airlines to overcome this black eye? They may recover fairly quickly, but probably not, and people will talk about it for a long time. As a small business, there's no way you can afford for a customer to be either on the receiving end or see this kind of experience. Bad news travels quickly and isn't quickly forgotten. If your techs are having to continually do callbacks to fix something that should have been fixed on the initial visit, your customers will give up on you. So, let's see what we can do about offering some training to your employees. Let's start with that first employee when the phone rings. Is it being answered promptly? Or is the person on the phone with another customer already? We assume they're doing their best and they aren't just not caring to answer the phone. This person is most often the first person the customer comes in contact with. Are they making a great first impression? They may need basic customer service skills. Do they understand more than just the basics of any software or mobile apps you may be using in your company? If you have a new employee or new programs, they may be struggling to find what they need when a customer calls. Let me give you an example. A while ago, I was between jobs as a trainer. So I was working in a very large telecommunications company, answering the phone in their billing department. I was provided with 8 weeks of classroom training before I started on-the-job training. My first day of answering the phones was almost my last day. Why? Because I pride myself in delivering excellent customer service, and my customers didn't think they were getting it. To them, I was too slow and didn't seem to be able to answer their questions or resolve their issues quickly enough. Never mind I had had 8 weeks of classroom training. I still wasn't comfortable enough or fast enough with computer programs. My supervisor fielded just a few complaints that first week. Now, time on the job made most of those issues go away. But imagine what a disaster it would have been had I not been given those 8 weeks of classroom training before I started answering the phone. The same is true of your employees trying to learn new or updated computer software. Chances are they don't need 8 solid weeks of training before they can begin to be productive. But they do need training and retraining as things change. They need that training time to be able to help your customers in the most efficient method possible. Where can you find this type of training? Lots of places. Most companies who sell software have options for either classroom training for employees to travel to, trainers who will come to your location, online live instructor-led training, or packaged training offered either through online services or on DVDs you can purchase. Not all software companies offer all of these options, but most have some of them. Another place to look is on YouTube. Your employees just might find the answer to their question there. Other software training is available at your local tech school, community college, or even the local library. Just look around. There's a wealth of options out there for you. One more thing about that person answering the phone. Can they answer some basic technical questions the customer might ask? Or do they have to have you or one of the techs get in touch with the customer or send a tech out? What kind of basic questions might I be talking about? Well, let's just look at a scenario. Mrs. Smith calls in and says her HVAC system isn't working. Sue asks some basic questions like, when was the last time the batteries were changed in the thermostat? Most thermostats have batteries these days, but your customers may not know that. By asking this one basic question and having the customer answer either, I don't know, or, it's been a long time, they may avoid having to pay for a service call from something as simple as replacing a couple of AA batteries. If the system works when the batteries are replaced, you have a very happy customer and you've freed up your tech for other more technical calls. Your customer isn't going to be very happy if they pay $75, $100 or more for a tech to show up at their door to put in a couple of batteries worth less than $5 in the thermostat. Now, about those techs, if they aren't current on all the latest technical developments in the equipment they are sent out to service, what do you think is going to happen when they are out on a call? Several possibilities come to mind. First, they may try to fix the problem and fail miserably. They may not correctly make the repair or take extra time when they look up technical information they need to make the repair. Or, on the far extreme, they could damage the equipment to the point it would need to be replaced. Any of these scenarios could result in lost profits to you, possible loss of a customer, and damage to your reputation. All of those can be avoided by keeping your techs up to date on the equipment they may come in contact with. Does that mean all of your techs have to go to every training event? Absolutely not. What it means is that someone needs the training, and then they can come back and share the new information with other techs in your company. Where can your techs get the training they need? Well, start with a manufacturer. Most of them offer training. These days, it can be in the form of a self-paced online learning training, live online training, seminars offered through the wholesaler, or even your local tech school. By the way, tech schools are also a great place to look for your next new employee. So, now, your techs are up to speed on all the latest technologies. That's all the training they need, right? You'd think so, but you may be missing some potential revenue if you go that route. Techs are the first person in someone's home, so they have the first opportunity to offer up services the customer may not be aware of, or even new gizmos or equipment your company sells. Do they need whiz-bang selling skills in order to be good at this? No. But they do need some basic customer service and selling skills. Where can you find this training for them? Look online. Check with the wholesaler or the manufacturer for classes in the area or online. And local community colleges are great places to get customer service and basic sales training skills. Even one of your own sales representatives can handle the training in your business. In the end, it's going to be more profit for you. And isn't that what it's all about, being in business? More profit? Lastly, on tech training, don't forget to make sure they know how to use any software or mobile apps they should be using in your company. It will save time and frustration on everyone. Okay, enough about the techs. What about your sales reps? Are they bringing the results you want on their sales calls? Maybe they are, but can they be better? For most of us, the answer is absolutely yes. Even the best at what they do can always improve. The best look for ways to improve themselves. That's why they're the best at what they do. Give them the opportunity to attend sales training sessions, attend product launch sessions, etc. Make sure they have basic technical knowledge of the products and services you offer. They don't have to be technical experts, but they should understand the basics. They need to be able to effectively translate product features into product benefits for the customer. Here's an example. Remember several years back when the HVAC industry was in a constant race to improve the efficiency of their systems? Well, the truth is they're still in a race trying to improve their systems. It's just not as apparent as it was a few years back. So, as far as efficiency goes, if the only thing the sales rep in a sales call told the customer back then was, "This unit has a higher efficiency than any prior unit we've sold, and it's X percent more efficient than the competition's equipment." Did the customer automatically understand what that meant for them? Not if that's the only way it was presented to them. However, if the salesperson did their homework by researching the energy cost savings between the current system the homeowner had and the new system the salesperson was recommending, and was able to say to the homeowner, "Mr. Smith, you'll be able to save up to $500 a year in energy cost if you purchase the system I recommend as compared to your old system. You are also eligible for a $500 energy tax credit on your income tax." Now, that's something a homeowner can easily relate to: money in their pocket. Here's another example. If the sales rep recommended UV lights be included in the system, the customer might be left asking why, but may have been afraid to ask that question. However, if the salesperson had done the right questioning in the sales process, they may have discovered there was someone in the home with allergies or asthma. Having those UV lights in the system could kill off germs, mold, etc., that would aggravate asthma and allergies. That in turn could translate to fewer trips to the emergency room, fewer uses of inhalers. That's both a happy, healthier family and the possibility of reduced medical bills. So, how do your salespeople get this training? Manufacturer seminars, general product classes, etc. That doesn't mean all of your sales reps have to attend every seminar. It's great if you can do it, but at least one needs to go and come back to teach the rest of the team what they've learned. Attend salesmanship classes? You say, "My guy doesn't need that. He's been selling for 20 years. I challenge you to send them to a sales class or seminar and then challenge them to use just two things taught in that class that they weren't currently using to see if their closings go up. They should. Sometimes just making small changes in the way they present and make the offer to the customer is all it takes to make more sales. Salesmanship courses are available through a variety of venues, from the manufacturer to community colleges, to nationwide training companies. Last, but just as important as anyone else in the company, is you, the owner or principal of the company. For a lot of you, you may have started out as a technician or repair person for another company. You got lots of technical experience and decided it was time to venture out on your own. You may even have picked up sales experience working for someone else. Did you learn the basics of software or mobile apps you'll need to use before you struck out on your own? You don't need to be the expert in the office, but it certainly wouldn't hurt to know the basics. Did you ever learn to read a P&L statement? Do you know if you're making a profit or what percentage of profit you're making? Are you charging enough for each job? All of those are critical to your company's long-term health and growth. There are all sorts of classes out there, either online, in seminars, or college classes. Let me make one suggestion. If you do nothing else in this area, take Grandy's Planning for Profit workshop. This class will help you understand if you're currently profitable, how to charge enough to get to the profit margin you want and need to stay a viable company, and how to plan for future investments in hardware and equipment replacement. You want some happier employees? Take some basic human relations classes to learn how to relate to your employees for better communication between you and your employees. You aren't alone if you haven't done this. Lots of very, very large corporations move people into positions of supervision and management and then let them stumble along through learning how to work effectively with employees to get the best out of the entire team. As a matter of fact, most supervisors and managers have been in those positions for 3 to 5 years before they were ever allowed to attend a supervisory skills class. Can you afford to let your company flounder and lose good employees while you learn management skills? Most owners can benefit from the same classes that the rest of your employees need. Do you need to have the same software, app, technical skills as the rest of your employees? Maybe not, but you do need to have a good basic understanding of how things work. Do you need to be a top-ranked technician, up on the latest equipment and techniques? Well, that depends. How big is your company? How often do you go out on service call? Or do you just need to be able to talk intelligently to your customers about their problem? You definitely need to be able to talk the talk to keep your customers and your employees respect. You may not be up on the latest techniques, but you need skills to keep in the game. Sales classes? I bet you're still making sales calls. Those skills need to be honed so you get more and bigger sales. In other words, if training is good for your employees, it's good for you too. Training is the key to a successful, profitable company. Training is easily available these days. There's online training that offers sales tips, tech tips, software training, and management training. Do an online search and you'll find a wealth of opportunities. Online training, not your thing? Okay. Try local community colleges and tech schools. They're usually within a short distance of most of us these days. Take advantage of the offerings available from manufacturers. Some offer much, much more than just technical training. Take the time to invest in training for you and your employees. Your customers deserve it, and your company's bottom line depends on it.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's presentation. Please feel free to give us a call at 877-202-8891. The vision of Grandy & Associates is quite simple. We teach companies how to run profitable businesses. For more information on how we do that, check out our website at www.grandyassociates.com or give us a call at 1-877-202-8891. Profit University Audio Series is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line at 1-877-202-8891. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.